Hello and welcome back to the Gabby podcast. I haven't been here in like a year, so hi. I'm also here with my friend Kiara. You know, she's here to help me just organize my podcast or, you know, what other interests, like as a friend and just, you know, what did you call it?
A coach.
But what kind of coach?
A business coach, let's say that.
Yeah, well, yes. So she will be my business coach. Like, that does sound kind of cool, though. So, anyway, yeah. Honestly, we already recorded this one time before, but...
Gabby had so many gripes. So I was just like, whatever. I thought it was fine.
It wasn't fine.
Anyway.
You guys, I was saying, you know, every 30 seconds. It was not funny. I didn't like it.
It was conversational.
I get it, but every time, it was almost every sentence I was saying, you know. So anyway, but I did want to talk. I wanted you to talk about your tarot business because I do believe in your dreams. And you are so freaking good at it. And yeah.
So, first of all, I want to say again, my IG is Malena45, that's MALENA_45, that's on Instagram, that's my personal page. My business page is Key_Readings, KI_Readings, and yeah, you can contact me there for a reading. So, basically, I got into tarot about a year ago when I was trying to move away from Christianity. I was raised Southern Baptist, so it was just something that I appreciate Christianity, and honestly, to a certain extent, I do still consider myself a Christian.
Yeah.
But it's just there was a lot of things about it that really didn't do anything but create shame and anxiety for me in life. So I became interested in African traditional religions, specifically Ifa or Santeria as it is known in Cuba. But I moved away from that, and now I'm studying hoodoo more specifically because it came from Georgia, which is where I'm from, where we're from.
And I did not know that. Like, I did not know they practiced, you know, a different version. Like, you know.
I didn't know that either until recently, because I was always thinking, like, oh, all of that is just in the Caribbean. Like, or in Louisiana. Like.
Yeah. But also, once again, that's also the patriarchy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Period. You know, trying to get rid of our natural religion and stuff like that. You know, I'm pretty sure a majority of Black people know that Christianity was not our religion or what our ancestors practiced and stuff like that. But you know, like, people just continue to do what they know, and I can't really blame people for that either. But it's like, open your mind, like, open your space for whatever. But you know,
so right, like she said, I do tarot, so I consider myself a channel, if that makes sense, between spirit and the human world. So I'm able to use the cards to communicate with the higher spirit, the universal spirit around us, and translate it to what us as just everyday regular humans can understand. And through that practice, I have been able to like get more in tune with my own inner being. I actually was able to get a job that is involved in tarot. That's where I have my business coaching experience from. I just recently started an internship with a really popular Instagram art page for Black artists. So I'm more aligned with what I actually want to do. And that's the kind of service that tarot readings can provide.
And you guys, she's saying this like no big deal, but she literally gave Bruno, my dog, a tarot reading and elaborated on how he felt so I could be a better dog owner. Like, you guys, it is amazing. And I also have online friends, you know, that aren't in Georgia that I play video games with, and she also gave them a free group reading, and they even said that a lot of the things she was saying resonated with, you know, the cards that she pulled and the information she gave. Like, she's never talked to these people, I'm pretty sure she didn't even know some of them. And they were like, you know, oh my God, it's so wild you say that because blah, 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 blah. And, I do believe there are some shams out there that probably con people for money or like that. But there are real tarot readers like out here, you know, actually providing a great service. And, you know, I don't think that should be, you know, because, you know, some people are like, oh, that stuff's not real. It's like, you know, it's a legit practice. Like, you know, just like any, like exercise or any, literally learning an instrument. It's literally the same thing, but people are just like, no, that's not real. Like, dude, it's just like football. You got your football, your gear with Terriers. They got their cards and their spirit, literally. It's like, you know, I don't know. I just hate it when people are just so like closed. I mean, I used to be closed off to ideas like that too. But it's like, just like, I used to get older. You should just, you know, just be open.
Yeah.
I keep saying, you know, you should just be more open in general.
But also, and that reminds me too, what we talked about before, but like, just as kids, even though we were being raised in like a certain tradition, a certain religion, a certain culture, we still had, like, I was online looking up Ouija boards and looking up tarot readings and stuff like that. And you said you were kind of doing the same thing, like looking up spells and shit like that, because I just think we know who we are to a certain extent.
Abundant spells.
On the inside, right. We know who we are, but we have to work through some things to really get there. And again, that is what I use tarot for.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just so amazing. Like, it just, we talked about a lot of stuff, okay? And we were talking about, you know, just shows that we used to watch as kids, like Witch, Winx Club, and X-Men, and just cartoons and movies that had powers, or, you know,
those were always my favorite characters, like Raven from Teen Titans, like any character that did magic. Like, I always played a mage in any
telekinesis
RPG. Period,
like, anything like that. Healers, because they could cast spells and heal people, obviously, duh. But even in the current game I played, Dragon Raja, my first class was a soul dancer. Mm-hmm. And you get to cast spells, heal people, use light bolts, like freeze time, turn you into a duck, all that stuff.
And mine was an assassin, which is also like the dark version of magic, which is more like attack based. But yeah, so it's always about listening to yourself and following the cues that your own inner consciousness or unconscious is trying to give you. And that's, again, those are the services I provide to get you more in touch with that. Like I said, Instagram, key_readings, hit me up.
Thank you guys for coming and tuning in. We are probably gonna do more. I know we probably talked about a lot of different topics in such a short amount of time. So later down the line, or pretty soon, probably like next week, we'll probably do an in-depth topic. It'll be more organized, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just thanks for coming and listening, and I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Kiera. You know, I appreciate myself. Good stuff, good stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.